Hello, Lynn.
Oh, hi, Lori.
Hello. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad we have this chance today.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. All righty. I got your call prep form.
Good.
And you have been doing some absolutely fabulous things.
And that's why I need you the most, because you've always helped me get that all together. So.
Well, thank you. I am always glad to help. So you have a couple of target markets still.
Yes. But aren't you proud of me? I narrowed them down.
Yes, I am. Yes, and that's definitely getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about the two target markets that you've got.
Okay. One is a wellness target market, people with chronic illness, helping them actually comply with doctors and other people's orders. Their follow-through, acceptance of what's going on with them physically.
Mm-hmm.
That's one market. And the other one is retirement, helping people plan that part of their life. People that are retired or thinking about retiring.
Right. Okay.
Approaching retirement.
So, and these two markets are possibly kind of distinct.
Yes.
Let's just start with one at a time. With the chronic illness, does it make sense? Do you have when you're thinking of your ideal client,
mm-hmm.
is it really clear to you how you're going to market to them?
How I'm going to market to them? No.
Okay. Because the more clear you are in your target market, the more easily it is to, or the easier it is to really come up with that clear marketing plan.
Well, maybe I already know. Maybe tell me. I think I already know. But
okay,
help me.
Who would you market to, and how would you find them?
For the wellness community, I would contact hospitals and find different areas of the hospital where they would maybe be the center for that particular illness. Maybe a heart, people would specialize in heart disorders or diabetes and that kind of thing. So I could contact the person in charge of that department.
Okay, so they're going to be different departments within hospitals.
Right.
Okay. What will you tell these people in the departments?
I will tell them that I'm a wellness coach and I help patients with chronic illness identify, focus, follow through with the medical orders, and also help them learn to accept and live with their illness.
Okay, I'm just writing some of this down.
The hard part is not all of them are willing. So,
well, and the ones who are willing are probably not going to be coachable.
Right, so that would be my market, would be willing people, people interested in accepting and following through and getting, dealing with it the best way they can. It's not going to go away.
So what I'm hearing, too, is that part of talking to the people in the departments and hospitals is going to be about asking them for their help in identifying patients who are more likely to be coachable and willing to go through this process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's really about creating some relationships that, starting with the relationships in the hospital and building that trust,
right,
and credibility with them first.
And I've done it in one hospital by offering a workshop, and it was very successful. The dietitians and the educators liked what I was talking about.
Wonderful.
And so they contacted me to work with a specific pilot group of 6 patients that meet that criteria. They are willing. They do want to follow through. They just can't. They just need a strategic plan.
They who needs a strategic plan?
The patients do.
Okay.
She wants me to work with them individually or as a group.
Okay. To support them, to coach them in creating a mm-hmm. strategic plan,
right,
for accepting and living with their chronic illness.
Yes.
Okay. That's incredibly powerful. How did that feel for you to get that kind of feedback?
Oh, it was exciting.
I can tell.
2 years ago, she, you know, she gives me a phone call. So I love it.
Wait, what was 2 years ago?
The workshop.
The workshop
I did was 2 years ago.
So this is something that you're looking at resurrecting, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the contacts you've already made, do you know if they're still current?
The contact I have is in this case it's the Diabetes Education Center. I have 4 people that know me and know their patients enjoyed my workshop, and I've met individually with 2 of them to be specific about what I can do and what I cannot do. Since I have therapy background, I have to be very clear with them, and they understand I'm not doing that.
Right. So you're clear with them up front about helping them understand what that co-creative relationship is between coach and client.
Yes.
Good. Well, and I already know that you're very clear on that as well, that that's not an issue for you, and articulating it, I can tell, is something that is very comfortable for you.
It's very important for me because I have worked with a lot of integrity, so I don't want people to think that I could do something.
Right. Well, that's because you are a woman of integrity.
Yes, indeed, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. So these workshops, how much have you done recently looking at these workshops?
How many workshops have I done?
Well, yeah, have you done any, or what work have you done recently to resurrect this?
Nothing yet. This is in the planning stages. I normally do workshops for our school district.
Right.
And I usually have 3 or 4 during the school year, you know, the adult education. So that's my regular workshop. But what I would like to do is to be able to get this going and be able to use this as a pilot project to really go to 2 or 3 other hospitals, contact their people, and or get referrals from the first hospital.
Right.
As we know, that would probably be the best bet.
Right. Well, I hear a lot of passion
mm-hmm.
for doing this.
Yes.
And a commitment that this really means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does.
Let's talk about your other target market then, retirement.
Yes.
And I know that from when we talked before, you were talking about retirement life planning, and within that umbrella was relationships, family, you know, all the different aspects of moving into retirement.
Right. Exactly. That I would be able to incorporate my relationship coach training, my career coach training, and my life coach training, and just really into one umbrella be able to offer all of that for people.
So I'm going to write this down. Career, life, and relationship. That kind of covers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's
and that's wonderful. You do have a great background to combine all those. So how do you envision your practice doing retirement life plan coaching?
Well, that's where I need some help from you, because I have made some contacts. I've joined 2 networking groups, and people are excited about what I could do for people that are retiring. That people don't think about it. They plan their financial life, but they don't plan the rest of their life. I mean, what are they going to do with the money that they've saved? Or
right.
how do we get by, and what do we do if we don't have enough money?
Right.
So
my question to you, Lynn, is in looking back at your call prep form, challenges and problems I'm facing right now, feeling overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Good news and bad news. I've got lots happening.
Yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news is I've got lots happening.
Right.
And, you know, as you know me, I get unfocused so easily. So,
right.
So glad we're talking today.
And what I'm wondering is, do you have the time and energy to have to market to 2 different markets?
I would hope so. I would hope so.
Okay.
My vision is, I would like to combine them.
Oh, okay. That was going to be another one of my questions. Is there a way to really leverage your marketing so that you're marketing less and coaching more, as far as combining what you're really passionate about and the needs that you see out there? So tell me, paint me a picture of combining these two markets?
Well, my ideal client would be someone between the ages of 50 and 70 who was interested in planning the rest of their life to make this a renewal time of their life, not an end, to be able to create a passion and make a difference and learn who they are, not who they are, and not it's not all about what they do.
Okay. Actually, what I was asking was the wellness coaching and the chronic illness and the retirement.
How to combine the two?
Yeah, that's what I thought that you were talking. That's where I was going with that.
Okay. Well, those people, you know, I would.
People with a chronic illness.
Right, but I just the people that I just described, if I were to combine those two, I would add a criteria. They would have a chronic illness, and they were needing all those things.
Okay. So it would even be kind of a broader umbrella.
Yeah.
So that the marketing would be to the hospitals and help asking them for help to identify the people with a chronic illness who are also moving towards retirement or in retirement, and talking to the other groups that are connected with the people who are going through retirement and finding the ones who also have chronic illness?
Excellent, yeah. That makes good sense. So I could speak to a hospital about it one way and speak to a financial planner about it another.
If you were to pick one of those to start with, what feels the easiest to step into between the hospital and the financial planners?
Well, my first thought is the hospital because I have that already on the front burner.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is knowing that, yes, you do get unfocused and you do get overwhelmed and there's lots going on and having a tendency to, you know, keep adding things and expanding what we keep working on. You know where this is going.
I do.
What we keep working on is helping you narrow down to smaller, more manageable pieces.
Yeah. How many times have you told me that?
Well, I don't know. But I understand, and it's easy to do because you are so excited, and there are so many different things that you love about coaching. It's really easy to start thinking big and more and out here and over there, and to narrow it down. So, if you were to let me change my question. Does it feel right to pick this ideal client? 50 to 70, retirement age, want renewal, and also have dealing with a chronic illness.
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's really specific. That's awesome. Because it does make it a lot easier to figure out where they are.
Right.
To start with, in the hospitals.
And then you could even add another piece to the pie there is if they were single, if I wanted to narrow it more, because that's another expertise that I have.
Right.
Is relationship stuff, so.
Right,
but
yeah.
I don't want to limit it to that.
Because the relationship coaching that you can do is singles or couples.
Yes.
Okay. And there again, you know, in this age group is more common to have widows and widowers.
Yes.
As well. So leaving that out of the ideal client, and focusing on marketing at the hospital that you already have a contact, which means you already have some visibility, you have some credibility and trust with them, and you have a little bit of a history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you were to go back to that hospital, what do you need to take with you?
I need to take with me a card, a business card. I need to take with me a brochure because, as most of us know that are coaching, people don't always understand what it is we actually do. So I would need to do that.
Okay.
A brochure going. I would need to update my website to reflect this narrowed target market.
Right.
And possibly a proposal of what I could offer them to help them do their job better. Perhaps a workshop title or two.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps some an outline of how I would use a group of them to get some synergy going.
Mm-hmm. Accountability. Yeah, I know you love doing groups.
Yeah. And then a plan on what I might do on a one-to-one basis. And they also, when I spoke to the dietitian, she also wanted to know my fees, so I would reluctantly have to include that.
Right. Yeah. If people are going to ask, so, you know, you get to choose how you present that.
Yeah.
So I want to back up just for a second and just check in with you really quick on your level of commitment to starting out smaller at this level.
My level of commitment is probably an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Because I'm leaving space for my spontaneity. I'd meet a financial planner tomorrow, and I would have the tendency to want to shift.
Sure. If meeting a financial planner tomorrow is not the same as spending time and money and energy marketing to financial planners in your area.
No, you're right.
So this, what we're talking about here, and a marketing plan is really how you want to spend your time, money, and energy in marketing. The other people that you normally meet naturally come into your life from a variety of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose mm-hmm. what you do with that. This is only concerning how you spend your time and energy marketing
okay.
and money.
Okay. Then in that case, my commitment's a 10.
Oh, good. Good. Great shift there.
Well, I yeah.
Well, you know, there's kind of a common thought process that goes on when thinking about narrowing a coaching niche is eliminating everybody else and all the other possibilities,
right.
And it really isn't.
It's not all or nothing. That's what I was thinking.
No. So if you are at the hospital and one of the hospital staff comes up to you and says, you know, I have somebody here with a chronic illness, but she's in her 30s, and she's not facing retirement, but I think she'd be a really great candidate for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you work with her?
Yes.
You get to make that choice.
Yes. It would all depend on that person's compliance. You talk about energy. If it was not someone that was motivated to plan their life, to live it the best way they can, as long as they can, then I would probably pass and maybe refer them for some, you know, other help someplace else.
Well, here's another way to look at it. Can I offer a different suggestion?
Sure.
Or a different permutation of this, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you stuck with the chronic illness as the primary and said, and I specialize in working with people with chronic illness who are also looking at retirement?
That sounds beautiful.
Does that, and I don't want to step in and broaden it out for you. I just kind of get back to the overwhelm. I want to make sure that you are at a place where it makes the most sense for you to go out and market.
It doesn't sound overwhelming. It actually feels like a funnel, whereas I would. The closer I get to the point of the funnel, the clearer I'm becoming. Chronic illness, you know, working with people who have a chronic illness and are looking at retirement.
So maybe that's where my question is coming from, Lynn. Is there, within your ideal client profile, these things, 50 to 70 and retirement age, they're kind of the same,
yes.
And chronic illness, is there a hierarchy in there that one kind of comes before the other is the broader end of this funnel?
The broader would be the retirement age, I think. People in a certain age bracket have a different attitude about planning for the future. I mean, it's just developmental. They would be helpful if everybody did, but we all know that if we'd done some planning 10 years ago, we'd be better off today. But
right. Okay.
The older we get, the more we have a focus for that.
Okay. So it really does start with with the retirement age,
mm-hmm.
and then as you narrow your target market, it's people in retirement age with a chronic illness.
Yes.
Okay. That kind of helps it clarify in my own mind,
mm-hmm.
which direction you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually going to the hospitals is the place to find people with chronic illness, but then narrow it down to finding people who are in that age bracket.
Yes.
Okay. So is it more the age bracket or retirement or?
It's retirement. As
okay.
We know, the average retirement age is getting younger and younger. So it would just be anyone maybe 50 and older that would, or yeah, 45, yeah. You're right.
Okay. Is this helping to talk about this and kind of, you know, massage this a little bit?
Definitely.
Good.
I could just sense in the last however many minutes just my anxiety levels down.
Oh,
and
good.
I don't have that floating feeling, you know, the overwhelm anymore. I see it. I've written it down so I can see what I need to do and where I need to do it.
Oh, awesome. That's it. That's the point of really identifying this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to what you need to take with you to the hospital.
Okay.
Hospitals. A hospital that you've already been to.
Yes.
Business card.
Mm-hmm.
And what needs to happen to get that business card in hand?
Well, I have a business card that I'm using, and all I would need to do is figure out what to whether I should include any target market on it. You know, right now it's my name and I'm just, you know, a retirement coach. So I need to maybe add wellness to that, retirement and wellness coach.
Is that specific enough to get to the target market of people with a chronic illness?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because anyone with a chronic illness who wants to live a long time needs to have that vision. They can live as well as they can.
Well, wellness, though, is still has a much – when you say wellness, I don't think of chronic illness.
Mm-hmm. You think of healthy people?
I think of a broad range, but nothing specific.
Oh, okay.
I think just a broad range of people who want to be well, no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they're already well and want to be well-er,
mm-hmm.
or healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wellness is kind of a still pretty broad.
Okay.
How would you be able to articulate this specialty?
On a business card?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't. That's why I just kind of came up with wellness. It's I don't want to really say chronic illness on there, I don't think.
What
are you thinking?
Well, what would be, what's keeping you from wanting to say chronic illness? I'm hearing a fear in there that if you put specialized in working with people with chronic illness.
Maybe I'm going along with the patient's desire to deny. I'm thinking it would be more encouraging for them to work toward wellness.
Yes, it will.
However, accepting what you have and learning to move forward with it is my goal. So in that case, I would need to be more specific and not general.
Okay.
So they could recognize themselves because in it.
Yeah, what about something like specializing in coaching people with chronic illness who want to create a life of wellness or want to create or want wellness or the adding the who want
mm-hmm.
in there,
mm-hmm.
which even makes it more specific. It kind of weeds out the people with chronic illness.
Perfect.
That don't have that willingness that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to deny that you have a chronic illness, that's not the work I do.
So how would you actually phrase that? specializing in coaching people with chronic illness who want
to create wellness, who want to create wellness. That's very clear, I think. Succinct. I could go,
okay.
You know, use more words, but.
Well, on a business card, you don't have a lot of room for more words.
No. Well, I like it.
Once you,
that's my vision for them, is that they will be well in all areas of their life.
Right. Yeah, I hear that in your voice. It's very solid. And I hear that you're very sure of yourself with that. So if you added that to your cards,
mm-hmm.
Does it need to have something, an age group in there, or just chronic illness? Because this your target market is 45 and over,
mm-hmm.
retirement age, chronic illness.
I'm wondering if I need to do something about the word approaching retirement, but I don't want to limit it. Maybe it needs to be someone who is closing in on retirement, approaching retirement.
Well, approaching sounds a little bit less of something I'm not sure what than closing in.
Yeah, it does help.
Closing in has almost a desperate quality to me.
Yeah.
Or
claustrophobic, yeah.
Oh, that's a good word, yeah. So approaching retirement. And I'm hearing kind of a tug of war in here for you.
Yeah, I'm hearing it. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, so there really is. And that's kind of what I was, you know, we're still kind of playing then with the retirement age and the chronic illness as really specifying your target market.
Mm-hmm.
But drilling it down, it sounds like continuing to drill it down and be more and more clear on that is still helping.
Yes.
Okay, even though there's a little tug of war going on around here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it's still more clear, yeah.
Okay, good. More clear than tug of war.
Yeah.
Good, great progress on that one. So how do you really envision your business card then? What's starting to feel right about that?
Well, I like the words that you come up with so far. You know, specializing in coaching people with chronic illness who want to create wellness in their retirement years.
Oh. So, let me make one more suggestion.
Sure.
People 45 and over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't include
with
that.
Chronic illness.
Who are approaching retirement.
Who want to create wellness in their retirement years. Who want to create wellness as they approach retirement.
As they approach. I like that.
As they approach retirement.
Yes. Good.
Sounds like that feels right to you.
It does. Sounds like
okay.
Nailed it down.
Nailed it, yes.
Nailed it.
I love nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
So can you actually picture this on
yes.
your business card?
I might need to do it on the back.
Oh, okay.
Or
yeah.
Revamp my card. I can do it more quickly if I just, because I have it all set up at the printer the way it is now, if I just say, could you do me another run and please put this on the back?
Right. How does that feel for preparing you to go back to the hospital and start talking to these people again?
More specific.
Good.
I'm not so general.
Okay. So after your business card, you also talked about brochure, website, and then a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
What feels next in line?
Well, based on what the dietitian asked me, the brochure is next.
Okay.
I would get the brochure prepared and printed and then bring all three, those two, the business card, the brochure, and my proposal to her.
Okay. So the brochure, like a trifold?
Maybe. Or maybe just a, you know, one-sided half-page thing.
One-sided half page, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or two sides if I need to, but
what?
Well, I could do a threefold. I'm not attached to anything.
Okay. With the brochure, and as you have narrowed your target market and what they knowing what they want, what are the benefits? What do they get out of working with you?
They end up living more focused.
Are you writing this down?
No, I should. Oh, I was thinking, looking at my window. Okay, focused, direction. These are the benefits they'll get. Focused, direction, meaning and purpose. We can get them to know that there's a purpose and a meaning for their life, then they'll be more apt to comply. One of the benefits would be compliance. They would be more apt to follow those orders because I think they, like myself, I can relate, feel overwhelmed.
Okay. Is complying with their doctor's orders actually a benefit, or what's the benefit when they comply with their doctor's orders?
They will, with increased compliance, or they will feel better, live longer, hopefully. I can't promise that, but they will feel.
Yeah, that's a tough one to put in there, isn't it?
I don't want to do that. They will be in control rather than the illness or the disease control.
That really sounds more like the benefit and really speaking to your target market as opposed to compliance with their doctor's orders. That sounds, you know, kind of regimented, and I don't know that's enough. Do you think that would be enough to compel somebody to work with you just so that they could comply with their doctor's orders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to, is it compelling if they know that, and I'm sorry, I just lost it. They will what?
They will see an increase.
Be in control. I'm sorry for interrupting.
In control of their illness rather than the illness controlling them.
Okay. So do you see that as a stronger, compelling reason to work with you rather than complying with their doctor's orders?
Yes, I do.
So that what you work with them is supporting them in creating a plan so that they can successfully and effectively comply with their doctor's orders. And the benefit of that is that they will be in control of their lives rather than their illness being in control of their lives.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'm writing it down. Yes.
I'm writing it down, too.
So what did you say? Support and something them in creating a plan. You remember?
Just support them in creating a plan.
Okay. To successfully and something comply with the doctor's orders?
Well, to effective, well, I'm not sure what you're asking right now.
I'm just trying to finish my...
Oh, okay. Well, the benefit that we were talking about is that they will be in control of their lives rather than the illness being in control of their lives.
Yes, that's the benefit.
That's the bottom line benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And that you support them in creating a plan so that they can comply with their doctor's orders and be in control.
Yeah.
So actually, if you're looking at it in a linear continuum way,
mm-hmm.
what I see you doing with them is first creating the support for the plan, creating the plan. The plan is tied to complying with the doctor's orders, essentially, and however you want to phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, that leads into a greater feeling of being in control of their lives.
Yes.
Or, you know, taking control of their lives back from the illness.
Ooh, that's good. Okay.
So as part of your ideal client profile, the somebody that you really want to work with, other than being willing to go through the process, is somebody who feels that the illness is taking control over their life?
Yes. They're acting more reactively than proactively.
Okay.
they don't eat well until their blood sugar goes wacko. Then they go, oh, yeah, I better eat better.
Okay, so they're being reactive. So actually one of the benefits that sounds like, which goes along with being in control of their lives, is having more choice, having empowered choice, conscious choice, is what I'm hearing in that.
Yeah, to consciously make a plan and then to follow it. And then that's where I would come in, is to be able to help them make the plan and offer the support so they can follow through.
So there's some great words in here that I'm hearing. From the stuff you've already written, pick out the words that feel really powerful for you and circle them. And tell me what they are while you're circling them.
Okay. I can't see what I'm doing.
No, I can't.
Okay, conscious, empowered, choice, follow through, support, strategic plan.
Control?
Control. Success.
Meaning and purpose also.
Yeah.
And those were the words that you used before, but meaning and purpose need to be in there as well, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Direction?
Yeah.
Because the four words you started out with when we were talking about benefits is focus, direction, meaning, and purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take those circled words and start weaving them into the content for your brochure, your proposal, those are really, you know, and even for your website, those can become your keywords. I mean, in a sense. You know what?
Build my sentences and my paragraphs around those and those thoughts.
Right, because those are the basic benefits that you want to get across to not only the staff at the hospital, but to them, as well as they can pass it along to their patients.
Because their patients don't understand what I do or how I could be helpful. So that's what I need to be clear about. You know, once again, what's in it for me? How can working with me be helpful for them, make them feel
better? Right. And going through the hospital staff, though, is a great place to start, because that already gives you credibility with the patients.
Absolutely. And this, you know, they're also, the dietitian is also saying, this is what I'm recommending you do. This is one of my requests of you.
Okay, So are you really, if we were to narrow your marketing, is it really, are you marketing initially to dietitians at hospitals?
Yes.
Okay. That narrows your marketing down even more, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Eventually, it would be kind of fun to be able to approach physicians, because those between the dietitian, the nurse educators in the hospital, that's another target. And a physician, those are the three integral people, generally.
Dietitians and nurse what?
Nurse educators.
Nurse educators, okay.
Office.
So, but you have dietitians to start with?
Yes.
Okay. And there again, as you build your visibility and credibility with dietitians, that can also broaden through them to other hospital staff, including the nurse educators and the physicians.
Exactly.
Okay. So we started wandering just a little bit there at the end, but we've got about 3 minutes left. And what's one thing you can do in the next 24 hours that will make you feel really good about getting something done?
I can do two things. One thing I will do is email my printer and type out what these words are on the back of my card and order another run of them.
Okay.
With that on the back. And then with the work we did today, I think I'm ready to sit down and map out a brochure. So I would hope by Monday I'd be able to get that into the printer. That would be awesome if I could do that.
Yeah, I really hear your energy around that. It sounds like this is really making sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't do things until I know how. That's just my personality style. That's what you help me do, is figure out, okay, how can I do this?
Right. Well, and what I'm hearing, too, from you, Lynn, is a different depth of clarity and a different level of commitment to going out and making this happen.
Right. I feel like I have tools.
Yeah. Well, I'm also hearing less overwhelm and less scatteredness.
Mm-hmm.
that you are focused and you have
a
more clear direction now than you have in a long time, it seems like.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
You're right. Yes, I do. And it feels wonderful.
I can tell that, too. Excellent. So in the next 24 hours, you're going to do the talk to your printer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to map out your brochure, and hopefully in the next, you know, by Monday, this being Friday, do the have your cards ready to have the second run done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And map out the brochure. Tell me a little bit more specifically what the different action steps are that you're going to take to map out your brochure.
Identifying, maybe in two columns, just to scratch out the need and the benefit. And maybe the third column would be how I can help them, so they can recognize themselves in this brochure, recognize the benefit in this brochure, and also understand what it is I do to help them.
Your services as a coach.
Yes.
I mean, is services the right word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the needs, the benefits, and the services. And from there, create sentences.
Yeah.
Take those words and make them into sentences. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great. So what makes sense beyond that?
I mean, after that, next, after that?
Yeah.
It makes sense to maybe do a mock-up of a brochure, to take these sentences that I've created and incorporate it with my bio and my sentence that I'm going to have in the back of my card, use that again, and mock up a brochure and see how I like that and move it around.
Okay. When do you want to have this map, the needs, benefits, and services?
Completed? I'd like to have it done. I have plans to work on it tomorrow, as I'm sitting here thinking. Tomorrow's a good day. I could really do that and then have a chance to look at it on Sunday and maybe take it to the graphic artists on Monday when I order my cards. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that would be something.
Whoa.
Wouldn't it?
Just thought of that.
Yeah, way to leverage your time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that you can have done for Monday.
Yeah.
And that feels doable over the weekend.
Yes, it does.
Good. I really hear that.
Yes, it does.
Wonderful. This is absolutely awesome. This is why I love working with you.
Well, that's why I call you, to help me narrow my brain down.
Well, there's just such a focus. There's such a clarity right now. It's really wonderful, wonderful to see. So
thank you.
For next time, you know, let me know Monday. Drop me an email.
Okay.
And let me know where you are,
mm-hmm,
in comparison to what we talked about today. And then we can, next time we talk, we can look at what's next after that.
Excellent. That will help me keep me accountable.
That is wonderful. I'm excited. There are great things out here for you in this.
I hope so.
I can really feel it.
Good.
Have a great time, and we will talk to you soon.
Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.